This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't look now, but there is about to be another video streaming service competing for your eyeballs. Warner Media, newly under the ownership of AT&T. It owns HBO and a bunch of iconic TV content, including Friends and The West Wing. Warner Media says it's got a subscription service coming next year. The thing is, as I alluded to, there's already a whole lot of streaming going on, right? Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, new ones coming from Disney and Apple as well. That's a whole lot of shows and a whole lot of passwords to remember. So, when do consumers just say, I can't do it anymore? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
There are dozens of shows Michael Tidd and his wife want to watch.
Let's see, Better Call Saul, Ozark, The Wire, Law & Order, binging those old episodes on Netflix. There's a lot of music documentaries.
Tidd, who lives in North Carolina, is reading from a Google spreadsheet with a list of 60 shows he and his wife follow on Netflix and Amazon Prime. They have subscriptions to both.
You know, I can't justify adding another $10 or even $5 a month service right now when there's so much in the backlog.
There are so many ways to consume TV and movies online these days. Lisa Perrin is a media professor at the University of Texas at Austin. And she says, yeah, people have a breaking point.
I think about this a lot. And the sense I get, and from what I've seen, is maybe 3 or 4 services are viable at the high end.
Legacy media companies are thinking about this, too, as they launch their own streaming services. For a long time, they've licensed their original shows to Netflix or Hulu.
But we've already been seeing that as the rights agreements expire, increasingly the companies reclaim that control over that content.
Warner Media could move Friends and The West Wing to its new service. Consumers we talked to today said they weren't willing to sign up for a service for just one show. Nancy Yu is a health policy analyst in New York. There's an ESPN show she likes, but she says it's not worth another subscription.
Because I know it's on sort of auto-repeat, and that once the show's over, that I'll forget to cancel it.
If it turns out you can't watch your favorite show anymore, you could always do what some other people fessed up to today and borrow a friend's password. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.